Okay, Rock Church, good evening. How are we doing? Good. Yeah, you guys look lovely. Everybody's nice. Well, welcome. Tonight, we're in the first week of our new series, the Win, Build, Send series, and I titled the message, Looking Back and Looking Forward, which is a play on words, right? It could be like a band's song or something, but there's no point to that really, honestly. We're just going to talk about Jesus for a little bit, but had to give it a title, so I called it Looking Back and Looking Forward. And over the next month or so here at The Rock, we're going to go through this Win, Build, Send series, and we're going to take a look at where we've been, we're going to take a look at where we're going, we're going to talk about the important things, some issues that pertain to this local church, about Christians, what our lives are called, what our calling is as Christians in this city, and we're going to talk about what we're expecting God to do with this church. So here at The Rock, we're going to, at the beginning of every year, we feel healthy for us. It's beneficial for us to have ourselves this sort of state of the church address. Like President Obama is giving his final State of the Union address next week, I believe. And some of you guys are really excited about that. Some of you not so much. That's not what we're here to talk about. But he tells everybody, hey, this is what's been going on. These are some things that have been working. These are some things that I think we can do better. It's kind of like a year in review, what's going on, State of the Union. So we as a church, we think it's beneficial for us to have this State of the Church address. And so if you're new tonight, that might seem frightening, like, oh no, is this guy going to talk to us about money or something? And no, we're going to do that next week. So, either way, it's coming. We're not going to tell you. It's coming, though, just so you know. But we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff here. So we're glad that you're here if you're new tonight. We're glad that you're here. I think it's going to be exciting. You're going to be encouraged. But we're going to take a look back over the last year. Tonight, we're going to take a look back over the last year here at The Rock Church, the things that God's been doing with his little church here. And it's going to be awesome. And it's kind of going to be like a yearbook, right? Year, end of year, where you sign everybody. We didn't have any t-shirts. Maybe next year we'll have t-shirts so everybody can sign, like, have a super cool summer, stay awesome. I envy you for you are a QT. We'll do that next year, maybe. But so this year, we're just going to have a cool little slideshow. But so that's why I was saying earlier during announcements, if you wanted to move up closer, the screens are a little small. This is actually a big TV, but you guys are far away. But if you wanted to move closer, now's your time to do so. We're going to have a lot of fun pictures, and you're going to see yourself, and it's going to have lots of feelings, and it'll be fun. So if you feel free to move up if you want. There's a whole lot of empty chairs right here. So that's up to you. But we're going to take a look about where we've been, and then we're going to look at kind of what we're expecting God to do for 2016. But first, before we go anywhere, I want us to kind of go over or help remind us as a church and for us to understand better, review our vision here at The Rock Church. We have a vision. What exactly are we doing here? Like, why are we sitting here on a Friday night when there's so many awesome TV shows that we have to record and wait till we get home for, right? Why do we do that? That's so crazy. But we're here because there's a vision. Like, there's a vision that we have at The Rock Church, and I'm sure you guys have heard it said a time or two before, but you've maybe heard it said. It says, you can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And so here at The Rock Church, we have a vision. We're on mission as Christians in this city and in our lives. We have a vision. And 2,000 years ago, this man, this God who became a man, Jesus Christ, he told us to do something. He said, hey guys, go. Go make disciples. Go tell everybody about God who came to save sinners. And that's what we're doing. That's our vision here at The Rock Church. That's the vision God's given us, to obey his son, the Great Commission. So when somebody says, so what is The Rock Church all about? What are you guys doing? Why are you guys hanging out so late on a Friday night? What are you guys trying to do? We just simply say, well, we're just doing what Jesus told us to do 2,000 years ago. Now, it may look like me, of all people, have no clue what it is we're doing, no clue where we're going, but I can assure you there's a method to all of our madness here that's called The Rock Church. We have a vision, and it's a vision that Jesus gave us. I'm sure many of you guys know this. The Rock Church, we have a vision statement, but I'll put it up on the screen for you. You guys have heard this one before, right? The Rock Church's vision is, you guys can say it with me, because Mr. Young, he's not here. He would love for us to participate together. So for Mr. Pastor Bill Young, our vision, church, here we go. It is one life at a time, one world in our lifetime. That's great. Usually he makes everybody repeat it, but I believed you guys that time. So that's great. But this is our dream. This is our goal. This is our vision. Our vision is to reach the whole world with the gospel. And to do that, it starts small, right? It starts with one person, one life at a time. It starts with me. It starts with you. and then our neighbor, and then our parents or our grandkids, and then our boss, and then the barista, and then the whole world, right? It spreads. We're trying to spread this wonderful remedy for sin named Jesus Christ. It's our vision, and it's a big vision, right? World conquest, it's a big kind of goal, but we have a big God. Amen? I think he can do that. I think literally that is what he is going to do. So we just could be a part of it. So that's the calling for us as Christians here at the Rock Church. We want to just tell as many people about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That's our vision. That's what we see in our future. And with God's help, we're going to do it. One life at a time, one world in our lifetime. So we have a vision, something we want to accomplish. Amen? We're all on board for that, yeah? And with that, there's a how we believe we're going to accomplish this. We have a mission statement, and many of you guys know this as well. So some group participation. The Rock Church, we have a mission statement, and it is, ready, on three, go. Win the lost, build the believer, send the sanctified. Great job. That's our mission. We want to see others won to Jesus Christ. We want to see people come to know and understand and love and cherish Jesus as their hope and their treasure. And then we want to disciple. We want to build that believer up in their faith and watch them grow and the Holy Spirit continue to change and transform them into the image of God and grow in sanctification more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. And then we want to send those out into the world to tell more people about Jesus, evangelists, preach the gospel, mission trips, and church plants. That's what we want to see. We're convinced that this works, too, because it's the Great Commission. This is just, honestly, all this is just a clever way to rephrase what Jesus has already told us to do 2,000 years ago in Matthew 28. We just reworded it a little bit. And most of you know, but there are many visitors tonight who may not, so I just wanted to let you guys in on a little secret. We're part of a church plant. This church that meets here is a church plant. We were sent off last December. If you guys remember, it was a year ago. You have to think way back. But just a year ago, we were sent off by our home church, the Rock Church, Saturday night. The majority of us came from Saturday night. A few came from Sandy Draper. We convinced them to come along for the ride, and they still stuck here for a year, so praise God for those families. But this is our last service here at the Rock Church Saturday night. This is our farewell. They didn't kick us out. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful thing. Just a church plant is a great and healthy thing. That's a good thing to see believers take that step in faith and go, you know what? I feel like God has really called me to do something more, maybe to turn up the heat in my life. And we had this vision. We want to plant more churches. We want to obey Jesus. So we talked about it. And then all of a sudden, we got like 50 adults and there are 300 kids who are like, you know what? I would love to be a part of a church plant. You guys are joking. Do the math. It's staggering how many kids we have. But this was our last service. We got sent off. It was wonderful. It was an incredible thing. And this is something that we're excited about because y'all are here to celebrate that this was a year ago, and that's why we were celebrating, like we saw during announcements, that it's our one-year anniversary. We've been meeting in this room for the last year now. Like I said, one year ago, we sent 50 adults and their 30 kids to the west side of this valley, and we planted this Friday night church service, and Cross Point has been amazing. They've let us use their building on Friday nights, and they've been a tremendous blessing, and God's doing amazing things with our relationship with that church. So it's been a huge encouragement for us. But we were sent here. We are a group of people who are on mission. And we didn't plant this church just because we're just bored and we wanted to have like another service like closer to home or something like that. Many of you guys, it's actually farther. It's harder to get here on a Friday night than it was on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. Believe me, I know. But when God turns the heat up and tells us to do something, we do it. And we run hard. And God's been blessing that. So last December, we showed up here and we kind of had like a soft opening where we just kind of did church like home style for a little while, learned where all the lights were, learned how to turn the heat on and how to flush the toilets and fix all stuff. And so we did that for about a month, and then we had our official grand opening, which is February 6th. But we're not really keeping track of the dates. We're just, because I didn't want to wait three more weeks to party. So we're partying tonight and celebrating tonight. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Amen? Amen. But we've been on mission here. We've been meeting here in this building for a year now. This church plant is 1 year old. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We've been on mission. We've been reaching people for the gospel for 1 year now. And this is encouraging, too. What's so cool about that is that we started with these 50 adults and their 30 kids who took this leap of faith to plant this church, and we've seen God truly bless this church plant. Like, there's been growth. Last year when we moved, came over, we came with 80 people total, with women, men, children. And then last December, this church this Friday night, we averaged 127 people. So you think about in 1 year, right? Amen. Yeah, it's a shouting moment. You can praise Jesus for that. Amen. Feel free. I'll give you a moment. Round of applause for Jesus. Go for it. But God's on the move. He's growing his local church. And that's exciting. So I wanted to share with you guys some of the wonderful things that God's been doing in picture form of this church plant. So I'm just going to tell you right now, get excited. Be encouraged. You're going to be encouraged. And that's pretty much my only point. Be encouraged by the past. Psalm 34, it says, I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he has done. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. Amen. That's what we're doing. So I put together a slideshow, and I put all these pictures together. I couldn't help but just be so encouraged. It's like, you know, I know these people. These guys, I'm pretty sure, I'm convinced they're my friends, right? Like, they're my heroes. I love these people. So we're going to start. You guys ready? Let's roll. Well, first, we'll start with some preaching of the word. Over the last year, the Rock Church has preached a lot of Bible over here in Taylorsville. 2 Timothy 4 says to preach the word in season and out of season. Well, I believe we did that, and then we did winter season, spring season, summer season, fall. We preached through all of the seasons, guys, and it's been awesome. If you guys remember, we finished our year and a half long series through the Gospel of John, the Knowing Jesus series, which our bands, like I mentioned earlier, recorded songs going through all the chapters of the Gospel of John. That was wonderful. Pastor Josh preached the Easter message, that Jesus is alive. We had tons of visitors for that. Then we did a Family United. We did a series, like a four-week series on families and marriage and parenting and the wonderful struggle that is. Amen. Then we did a really cool outreach series for about 6 or 8 weeks called Did God Really Say? We preached through some really heavy issues that Christians have to deal and face with, like, what does the Bible really say about, like, hell? What does the Bible say about only one way to heaven? What does the Bible really say about slavery and homosexuality and women and their roles? And we talked about all those heavy, heavy topics. It was a great series. And then in August, we ran through Jonah, the reluctant prophet, which is amazing. And then Saturday Night Crew, we had a couple of the pastors from Saturday Night come and teach us the forgiveness series. That was awesome. Pastor Bill Young from Draper came, and we talked about membership, what membership here at the Rock Church looks like. Then we rolled through Galatians throughout the rest of the year, which was incredible. That was an amazing series. And then we ended the year with a rejoice. We talked about Jesus and Christmas and Jesus being the reason for the season. And it was wonderful. But I look back at this over the last year, God's really done a good thing. We've preached a lot of Bible here. We did a good job preaching the word, I would say. And then we had some Christmas services. Last December, we had the kiddos up on stage. We sang a bunch of Christmas songs. We drank tons of eggnog. People wore ugly sweaters. It was really fun. And then we did it again a few weeks ago. But it's really cute to see, like, the first year, we had like a dozen or so kiddos. And then all of a sudden, once everybody realized we were the real deal, all of a sudden, there's like 75 kids, like all of a sudden over the period of the year. So that was really fun. The kids, they came up on the stage. We sang a bunch of Christmas songs, and then the kids showed up and showed us all how it was done, and it was wonderful. But we talked about Jesus, and then we loved Christmas so much that we still haven't even taken the Christmas decorations down, as you can tell. Hey, we're going to keep these up till March. So that was fun. And then this over this past year, God saw fit for us to recognize a couple deacons. We got to recognize just some fairly obvious things that God were doing in these men's lives. We got Paul Stoddard, Mr. Eric Karst, and Ronnie Dunyon, and they get shorter as they go. So if you're like 4'4" and you serve at this church, be praying. You might be a deacon by springtime. But God saw fit for us to recognize some men, what they were doing. I mean, these guys are incredible. You guys know that. I don't have to convince you. I don't have to pay you anymore. These guys are the real deal. They love Jesus. They love you. They pray for you. You may not even know them. I guarantee you those dudes pray for you. It's amazing. God's blessed me with these guys. They go above and beyond in so many things. They do so much grunt work that you guys never know about, and they're a tremendous blessing to Jesus' church. So it was an honor to be able to be a part of just recognizing what God's done in these guys' lives. So we're thankful for those men. So that was fun. Then we've done lots of outreach. We were new to the neighborhood, So we at The Rock, we take outreach. We want to tell people about Jesus. We take that very seriously. So we printed off a bunch of cards inviting people to church, and then my little homie, Wesley, we printed off, we got 5,000 mailers, these big old annoying like postcards that you got in the mail. They were super annoying, size big, but they were worth it, and we bundled them up into like 50s and 100s, and we sent out 5,000 mailers through the postal service into every single house that touches around this church building, I think for like 2 or 3 miles. So everybody in the neighborhood got an invite to church, which was incredible. Yeah, you can clap all night, guys. That's great. And then Easter, we did the same thing. Easter, we made a bunch of door hangers and postcards, and we all went out into the neighborhoods again, and that was in February, our grand opening. And then Easter, we sent out another 2,400 flyers that we hit up during Easter weekend inviting people to church, and that was amazing. We saw people show up for that. We still see people, honestly. This was in February when we brought in these big postcards through the mail. And then we'll have people come in, like as of 2 or 3 weeks ago, somebody said, oh yeah, I got a flyer in the mail. And it's like, you check your mail like every 11 months. Because that was in February, man. But hey, God used it, man. You think so? That was encouraging. And then we got hardcore, we got punk rock. We're like, you know what? We should go do some like propaganda-style posters and hang up a bunch of posters in the neighborhood. So we ran all around Taylorsville and West Valley, and we hung up like 150 of these big, bold posters that say, Jesus changes lives. And it was really cold, and it was a lot of fun. We hung up, and honestly, we hung this up like, I think this is like February or March, and as of like 2 months ago, I still saw some of these flyers, these posters hanging up by my house. So, I mean, that's 8-9 years with weather. These 14-cent 11 by 17s lasted. So I don't know about you, but I think it's time for us to hang up some more posters, right? Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, we flyered neighborhoods, we sent mailers, hung up posters, and I think God really blessed it. Like I said, we had people rolling in here 11 months after they got something in the mail. And I think over the last year, I think Josh told me, we've seen something over like 250 brand new, first time, never been here before visitors come to this church service, which is amazing. And then we've done some more outreach as well. Like I said, we love to tell people about Jesus, even when it seems annoying. We're just going to keep doing it. It's what we'll do. But on Thursday nights, we've had a pretty amazing team of evangelists here at the Rock Church that have been going and talking to people about Jesus down at the temple on Thursdays. And it's been, God's really blessed the feet of these laborers and the work out there. They've been doing an amazing, amazing work. Paul's been leading it up most every week he was down there. A lot of other people came. We went and did some mall outreach. We hung out at the malls. Ronnie's here tearing it up with some dudes. That was a really good conversation. Paul's talking with missionaries. I mean, we talk to everybody. We'll annoy everybody with the gospel if we have the opportunity. But while the weather was warm, you know, we were out on the streets talking to people all day. Well, usually for like, not all day. That was a lie. I repent. For a couple hours at a designated time until it was time to go home, until we clocked out. But sometimes we did outreach twice a week. I mean, and I did a guesstimate. The Rock Church, this location specifically, the men and women in this room, we did about 40 nights of intentional evangelism out in the streets. And I'd say it was an average of about 2.5 hours a night that we were out there talking to people about Jesus. And you think about it, that's about 100 hours of one brother or sister in the faith out on the streets, engaging people with the gospel, inviting people to church, telling them about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And honestly, there was about 2 or 3 people, sometimes 4, 5, 6 people from this location were out there talking to people about Jesus. So you can multiply that. You're talking 2, 3, 4, 500 hours the people in this church spent talking about Jesus out in the streets this summer. That's an amazing thing, guys. That's incredible. Then we also did the Taylorsville days. You guys remember that in the West Fest booth, and we went and popped up a tent in the middle of the summer, and the sun was just beaming down on us, and we were sweating, and then our sweat was sweating, and our feet were swelling, and you were in mid-conversation with somebody, and you thought you were passing out, but God kept us strong. And it was amazing. We talked to people as they walked by. Thousands of people walked by. And we said, hey, we're those weirdos that like to love Jesus a lot. And we meet at Friday night. You should come check it out sometime. And we had amazing conversations with people. The kids would stop and play the cornhole game. And that gave us an excuse to talk to the parents for like 2, 3, 4 more minutes. And God really blessed that. It was a lot of fun. And we're planning to do that again this year. And then Marie, she has her skate church, her grind, her skate ministry. We've been able to participate and be a part of that as well. The first Tuesday of every month, no joke, they roll in, they set up a tent, talk to people about Jesus, skateboard, drink sodas, eat pizza, and then all of a sudden they go, hey guys, time out, come hang out around this half pipe. And then 30, 40, 50 kids would sit around a half pipe while a brother just sat there and just like bragged about how amazing Jesus was for 20 minutes. It was amazing. It was totally encouraging. And we got to participate in that with Marie. And then it's going to get warm and we're going to start doing that again. Marie, how does that sound? Amen. It was a lot of fun. It was really encouraging for me. This blessed me. I was really encouraged by that. Yeah, they're doing it indoors now, too, so we'll let you guys know. So we did a lot of outreach this last year. Then this is really cool. This is very important. We saw lots of baptisms. We saw people get baptized, people who were like, you know what? I love Jesus. I'm going to obey Jesus. He told me to get wet for 15 seconds for some reason. Oh, to tell the world that I love him? That's simple. I would love to do that. We saw people get baptized here at the Rock Church, and that was a total blessing. That was encouraging. We saw people get saved. We've seen salvations. There are people who have stepped from death to life from the preaching of the gospel here in this building. Guys, Jesus has used that. Your time, your efforts, your love, your patience, your invites to church, your tithes and offerings towards the ministry of the Rock Church, and your prayers, God's truly blessed that. People's lives are changed. There are people in this room tonight that were not here a year ago. That's amazing. I believe we had 7 people baptized over the last year at this location, and then we've had, I think, at least 10 salvations, just the people whose names we know, people we've actually walked through the gospel and seen and discipled and seen saved. That's amazing. And then we had baby dedications. Give it up for babies, you guys. Round of applause for our lovely babies. That was fun. We saw some sweet little babies get dedicated to the Lord last year. These parents asked the church to hold them to a high standard, to a godly standard, to say, hey, we want to raise these children in fear and love and honor and serve the Lord. So we're asking you to charge us to raise the standard in our lives of raising these children. And we loved to do that, and it was awesome. And then we had some more babies born as well. We had a baby. The Maestas had a baby. Rob and Brittany had a baby. There's more babies. There's probably more babies on the way. Knowing you guys, we don't even know about them yet. But God's really blessed that. Got babies, salvations, baptisms. It's been beautiful. It's been a wonderful thing. Then there's these guys, these weirdos. They call themselves the Old Soul, I guess. They're in a rock and or roll band. These guys, they all go to your church. You know some of them. Hopefully most of them. They play music here occasionally. They saw fit to save up a bunch of their own money and then record a bunch of songs and then release it for y'all to have. Like we mentioned earlier, the CD is only $5. None of that money goes back to the band, by the way. All that money we donated, the time we gave, all that money goes back to the church. But these guys put out a cool little record, if I say so myself. The guitar player writes some pretty impressive riffs. I'm just saying. But these guys, we went out and played a show. We went out into the world, and we played a big old rock concert in front of like 300 people who have never heard of us before. And it was cool because we got to get up there on stage, and we weren't in a church setting, and we got up there, and we're like, hey, you know what? We're those weird Christian guys. We're going to play a bunch of Jesus songs. We love you. Maybe you'd like to come to church with us sometime. Hey, maybe you're struggling. You'd like some prayer. Maybe you need a Bible. We got up on stage, and we had 45 minutes to straight up talk to people about Jesus and play some rock and roll in between. But God really blessed that, and we're hoping to do that again next year. Yeah, amen. And there's this guy, Josh. Absolutely no reason whatsoever that this slide is in here, except for I just wanted everybody to see Josh wearing a cool sunglasses or whatever those were. I found that on the internet a while ago. So there's really no reason for that. No, there is a reason. The last 12 months of our lives has been invested by this man, Josh Winnie, who loves us and supports us and teaches us how to be better mommies and daddies and husbands and wives. And that man has tremendously blessed every single person in this room in ways they can't even imagine. We are so thankful for what God's doing in that man. So that was just a fun picture of Josh. No big deal. I just like the glasses. What else did we have? Oh, this is fun. The mommies have their play dates. The mommies saw fit. You say, hey, you know what? We got this new church plant. We're doing all these life events together. Maybe we should start doing some activities together. So the moms weekly, I believe on Thursdays, have been meeting regularly, hanging out, doing lots of fun things with the kiddos. And it's been amazing. I don't go to most of them because I'm not a mom. But they've been having arts and crafts days together. They go to the park and they go to Wheeler Farm. They go to the movies. I think that was my son's birthday party, but either way, it was just moms there, so it counts. They've gone swimming. They've gone to museums, Valentine's Day parties, Easter, Halloween parties together. I mean, the moms and the kiddos have been growing in this community together, which has been encouraging. Like, stuff that we weren't normally doing regularly, and now we're doing that weekly, has been a tremendous blessing, I think, for the moms and the kiddos. Then there's been the ladies' nights, same thing. The ladies have been real intentional over the last year, building in community with one another, loving each other, fellowship, relationships, all those wonderful things. I believe Carol Manning had the ladies over once. Kaylee Hahn had the gals over to her house once. Celise had all the ladies over for an ice cream party at our house. They all went and bought super overpriced desserts from the Melting Pot. What else? They've gone to movie nights. They've gone bowling. My wife was 9 months pregnant. I got pictures from the ladies. They're like, your wife's 9 months pregnant and bowling. And it was like, that was the whole point. She wanted to have a baby, so bowling was helping. So, but that's been an encouraging thing for the church. We have you know, a bunch of gals who are like, hey, let's hang out. Let's start taking life a little bit more seriously with one another. And God's blessed that. Then we've done lots of moving. We've moved lots of people here over the last year. We moved Jesse and Kaylee Curlgrow, the Plaths, Cody and Ansha. And then I believe we ended up moving their neighbors as well. They were moving, so we ended up moving two people for the price of one, which was free. James and Natalie, we helped them. Arian, we helped her move. Casey and Amanda, we've helped them move like four times. We moved them out of the house into a truck, and then out of a truck into a trailer, and then like a week later, or out into a storage shed, and then out of the storage shed a week later into a truck, and then into the truck, into their house. So that was a lot of fun. Those guys. Then the Allreds, we helped them move. And then Billy, we put a new roof on Billy's roof over the summer, which was a lot of fun, which was really exciting. I was really hoping that, the dudes invited me even to come get on the roof with them, which was an amazing thing. Like, that's a step of faith for them to trust me on their roof. So that was cool. I had a real manly moment with them. I was hoping maybe it would be that final step for me to finally like grow a mustache, but still been 6 months and I still can't, so I guess it didn't work. So that was a bummer. But also, you can tell we've done lots of moving, lots of home repairs, and we also, apparently we really endorse child labor here. So we put our kids to work. It's free. It works, you guys. So, and then here's Billy Johnson again. No reason at all except for I just wanted you guys to know that Billy Johnson is the strongest man in the world. He is impossible to beat when it comes to an arm wrestle. You guys, all you men know that. Y'all are still recovering from last night. But yeah, there's Billy Johnson, your pastor as well. We love him. Then we've had dudes nights as well. Lots of intentional fellowship, community building. We've gone to pizza together. We've done laser tag together. We've done lots of Chipotle together. We've gone to movies. We did an all-nighter here where Billy destroyed everybody at arm wrestling. We played games. A lot of the dudes, they slept at the church all night and woke up and had like a 17-hour Bible study with Paul. It was amazing. We had a Park City getaway. We had somebody blessed our family with like a timeshare in Park City. So me and a couple of the guys, we hung up and got a night away and hung out, and we went and played in the restaurants and walked around Main Street and ate pizza and hung out all night and played games and went hiking and prayed together. It was wonderful. And then we have small groups, obviously. Our small groups, our Bible studies, our midweek gatherings here at the Rock Church, as most of you are aware, you're a part of those. Those have been a tremendous encouragement. We meet in the middle of the week in smaller communities to grow with each other and fellowship and community and prayer and encouragement. It's been amazing. The small groups, God's truly blessed that. It's the heartbeat of our church. We say that every week, right? If you're not a part of our small groups, our midweek Bible studies, get a part of those. We're not joking when we say that. Like, that's where we can really grow and get to know each other better. And God's been blessing that. And over the last year, we've had three of the midweek Bible studies, our small groups, the core meetings that meet in our homes. And we've met, I think, over 20 times throughout the course of the year. And then there's been growth. Our midweek gatherings averaged 56 people last spring, and we averaged 83 this fall. So there's a huge growth there. Amen. And we multiplied, and we added a fourth small group as well, because those small groups were becoming large groups. So we're like, hold on, we can no longer promote it small group if there's 17 people and 93 kids in this house. So, but if you're new here and you want to get more involved with the people here and you want to grow closer to Jesus and community, get plugged in to the midweek gatherings here. It is so vital. It's so good for you. It's where you're going to get connected with the people and you're going to feel loved and pursued, get prayer, counsel, advice, encouragement. Our midweek Bible studies are where it's at, I promise. Then we had lots of various church hangouts. We do lots of random stuff together. We've had some pizza parties after church in the backyard, set up a bunch of tables and chairs and let the kids run around. We play tons of board games. Operation Christmas Child, we had a packing party here at the church where we put all of those together. It was wonderful. Pastor Josh had us over for a Super Bowl party, which I don't know what we're doing this year, Josh. I'm free. We'll see what happens. They'll pray about it. I don't know. But we've been lots of hanging out together. Church, we really spend a lot of time hanging out, as you can tell. And then we have the wonderful children's programs. We have four classrooms, but one of them is just nursery, so it's not really a class. It's just a room with kids. So we have three classrooms that meet three lessons a week over the last 12 months. So if you do the math, we've had over 162 lessons that have been taught to your children about how amazing Jesus Christ is. That's encouraging. Then we had the Sunday fun days, right? We all met throughout the summer. Yeah, don't get excited. It's still too cold. Hold on. But pretty much twice a month throughout the whole summer, we had these parties in the park. We rented out the pavilion. We all brought food, and we cooked and grilled, and we partied all day. And we even got all the dads out on the basketball court, which is a lot of fun. I think Jefferson's actually still recovering from that basketball game that we played. We ran full court once, and he hasn't stopped complaining about it ever since. But it was fun. Like, we played frisbee and kickball and soccer and football, and we ran on the playground, and we grilled burgers and hot dogs and even veggie burgers. Ew, right? We ate tons of food, tons of soda. We even got the bouncy house to, like, for the end of the year, close, like, the end of year party, and the kids went nuts, which was amazing. And then we even had Ray and Jody. They brought the cotton candy machine. Like, we stepped up our game over the year. I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen the next summer, but it was great. Kids hung out. We ate lots of food. People hung out and loved each other. I can't wait to do all of that again this year. And then, if you didn't know already, we love food at The Rock. When we say, hey, come hang out after church, we're going to go get food, we're not joking. We'll roll into restaurants, 10, 15, 20 people deep sometimes. As you can tell, we have amazing palates, right? There's Chuck-a-Rama, there's milkshakes and Chipotle, and then we got pizza, SA Pizza, Pie Pizzeria, more Chipotle, big old fat milkshakes, fat fish, sushi, pho, you name it, cheese fries, we're there, right? If you cook it, we will come, right? But we would roll, yeah, like I said, we would roll to these places 10, 15 deep and hang out with each other. There was a snow shack, I don't know if you guys were part of that, but out in front of the Applebee's over on Redwood, there's a little outdoor snow shack, and we'd roll with 10, 15 people, and we'd just hang out and eat snow cones outside after church. It was amazing. I can't wait to do all that again. But for real, if you're looking for a place to eat, if you're looking for people to eat with, look no more. Again, more Chipotle. But I can't help but look back at all these photos and just be encouraged by the past, right? It's so encouraging. I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he has done. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. It's so encouraging. I mean, there are so many other things we didn't even mention, or that I honestly just couldn't find pictures for in time, but we've had prayer meetings. We did the jingle bus where we went and got on the free bus downtown that took us around all the Christmas lights and the snow. We've had backyard barbecues. The homeschool group has been amazing. All the birthday parties. There's been guys and people have gone out and gone hiking together, which, by the way, I never got an invite to. I'm not naming any names. Mr. Manning. Thanks. Yeah, don't get an invite, man. We'll talk about it later. I love you. We'll talk about it later. There's the Chuck-a-Rama Thanksgiving dinner we have every year at The Rock Church. We gather as a family, and we go roll and just run Chuck-a-Rama out of food. We've been doing that every year. There were poker nights that I was aware of, again, that I didn't get invited to. What's up, man? What's up, guys? There was the parenting conference that a ton of our parents went to. We flew the Nelsons out here in September. That was amazing. Again, like, we put a roof on Billy's house. Casey Kelly shared the gospel on TV. Did you guys see that? Yeah. Casey was on national TV just proclaiming Jesus Christ. It was incredible. I know that guy. We had our on-mission nights. We had The Rock over the last few months. We've been trying to have these intentional nights, not just with each other, but with unbelievers, people who don't know Jesus. And we're like, hey, what's a clever way that we can convince these people to hang out with us that's not necessarily getting them at church, because you invite them and they won't come and it takes a long time. So we've been having meals. We've been inviting people into our home. We've been going out to hang out with them, inviting them over for football, whatever it is. And God's really blessed that, us showing hospitality to those who aren't Christian, but yet we're called to love and serve and be hospitable tours, and God's really blessed that. The dudes are getting together, played lots of video games together. Casey was trying to teach me how to play Batman on, like, Xbox 760 or whatever those are called. There's like 1,000, but it was bad. But it was fun. But there were people who've had surgeries, and you guys have made meals for them. lots of meals for them. There were babies who were born, and you guys set up the meal babies. I've gotten so many emails. Hey, this person's having a baby in 9 months. Is there a meal baby set up for them yet? It's like, you're going to have to wait until they have a baby, but yes, we'll get there. Like, we've made tons of meals. There were people who couldn't find rides to church, and y'all would go out of your way and pick them up, bring them to the midweek gatherings, the Bible studies, whatever it is. That's a beautiful thing. And I don't know about you, but I think it's just encouraging to look back at all of the fellowship and all the outreach and all the eating and the partying and praying and living lives on mission that this church has been doing. It's been an amazing year, guys. But it hasn't been all good, right? There's been some pain. There's been some loss as well. There were brothers who have been with us for years. Brothers who have been fighting the good fight with us for years who have fallen away from the Lord. Sin and the world and their passions have won over their affections for Christ, and they're just not here anymore. Then we all suffered in the loss of an amazing sister, wife, and mother. And that's been hard. Lots of pain. Lots of tears. But the way that this church has stepped up and supported that family and those kids, the love, the compassion, the hours spent in their home with them, the meals and the financial donations, the cleaning of the home, the gifts, the prayers. I'm in awe of you guys. What God's done with you guys, the love that this church has and shows towards other people is incredible. Do you guys realize how amazing God's been to us? I look at all of you and I see, wow, I can see God at work in all of your lives. So encouraging. I see how he's been moving in you and working through you and changing you. I see a body of believers that just love each other. It's amazing. I don't know, this is kind of neat because I'm kind of nerdy and I take everything to way too far extremes, but did you know if you were to combine up every single Friday night church service over the last year, every church service, every midweek Bible study, core meeting, house church, small group, you add up every outreach at the temple, the West Fest, Taylorsville days at the mall, you add up every single Sunday fun day, every after church hangout, ladies nights, dudes nights, prayer meetings, rock church concerts, art shows, compassion projects, mommy's play dates, dinners, barbecues, birthday parties, dinner, birthday barbecues, dinners, birthdays, barbecues. If you were to add up all of those dates over the last year, we have done somewhere between 175 to 200 days of life together. God's done an amazing thing with this church over the last year. And when I think about all of these things, I can't help but feel encouraged. It reminds me of the church, the early Christian church in Acts 2, where it says that they devoted themselves to the teaching and to the fellowship, and they had all things in common, and God grew the church day by day. And when I read those verses, I can't help but smile and see so many of your faces. I'm like, that's my family. I know those guys. It's so neat to see that. But I'm so thankful for this church. The last year of my life with you guys has been the most faith-filled, encouraging, and growing year of my life. I'm honored to serve alongside every single one of you. I'm honored to say that you guys would even call me your friend. I'm honored to fight the good fight with you. So be encouraged. 2015 was an amazing year. We saw about 250 new first-time visitors over the last year. That's most churches, guys, do you realize, see maybe one or two visitors a month, if they're lucky. Some churches, one, two, three visitors a year. We're averaging five, six, seven visitors every single week. It's amazing. And God's grown his church. And since the last year, we've averaged, like we said, we've got about 45 new people who meet regularly here on Friday nights. And then our midweek groups, our Bible studies and gatherings, about 25 new people. New people have felt welcome and loved, and they found themselves an amazing church family. And you know what blesses me is that as I've been getting to know some of the newer people who've come to the Rock Church, who've moved here from out of town or found a new church home, I hear this same thing over and over again while we sit in my coffee or at lunch or at a Bible study or something. I'll just hear them. Every one of them, they say the same thing. They say, you know what, there's just something different about this Friday night church. I met so many people when I came. So many people loved me. I've been invited to so many things. You guys really seem to love each other. You guys really seem to love Jesus. And I just kind of sit back and smile, and just all I can really say is I know. Those are my friends. They hang out with me. But if you're new to the Rock, we're so glad you're here tonight. We're serious about that. We're excited that you got to see a little taste about what we're all about. We're a church that loves Jesus, really, really love Jesus. We love people, and we want to see everybody satisfied in him. So we're glad you're with us. And to you church planters, the last year we've seen Jesus answer so many prayers, and he's grown his church, and he's blessed his people. Do you believe that? Look around the room. Look at what God's doing. Sit back and ponder. Be encouraged by the past, what God's done in our lives. And he's just getting started. So we'll end with my second point is I want us to be encouraged about the future. God has done incredible things, and God has even more incredible things in store for you, Christian, who love him, who love his church. God's going to continue to do an amazing work through you in his church, Christian. That's a promise. You will bear fruit that will last. That's the truth. So where are we going this year? What does God have for us in 2016? Easy, right? We're going to preach more Jesus. Lord willing, we're going to hand out a ton more flyers. We're going to invite way more people to church. We're going to hang up more posters. Lord willing, we're going to do more outreach at the temple and at the malls around town, at the church, around the church, in the neighborhood, the Taylorsville days, the skate parks, the West Fest. Lord willing, we're going to see more leaders raised up. We want to see more homes to meet in Bible studies. We want to see more small groups. We want to recognize more leaders. We need more leaders in this church. We need people to serve. We want to see people get up and plant more churches. We want to see more services. We want to see more people meeting and hearing about Jesus Christ. And to do that, we need more men and women like you. We want to see more mommy and kiddo play dates, hangouts, parties, activities. We're planning to do more ladies' nights, more dudes' nights, every man's Mondays, more prayer meetings, more after-church hangouts, more dinners together, more meals together, more pizza together, more movies together, more accountability with one another, more compassion, more babies, more hospitality, more Bible studies, more midweek gatherings together. And Lord willing, we're going to see more people come to know and trust in Jesus Christ. And with that, more baptisms, more salvations, more discipleship. Lord willing, we just are going to trust God in the work that he's doing in growing his church. And yes, more Sunday fun days. But for that, we desperately need Jesus to go before us. We need Jesus to protect us. We need to be desperate for him. We need him to stir us up with love and compassion and hospitality for one another and for the lost and for his kingdom. But 2016, the way it's going to be an amazing year, guys. Are you on board? Are you ready? Are you on mission? Because this is what we're going to do. It's going to be an amazing ride. We're going to tell everybody we can about Jesus. We're going to point everybody that we can to our Savior. We're going to live lives on mission. We're going to give our lives to other people. Because life really gets exciting, right, when you start living for people other than yourself. We're going to live our lives more for Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, we thank you for what you've done. Jesus, we praise you for everything that's happened in the last year. You are good, Jesus, and all the good things and all the hard things, that you are still good to us. We can still call you friend and Savior and God, and we thank you. It's been an amazing year, Jesus. Thank you that we got to be a part of what you're doing in your church. Thank you, Jesus, we got to be a part in what you're doing in this world, seeing people restored to a relationship with God, their Father. And Jesus, we just want to bless your name. You've done such amazing things this last year with this Rock Church. We can't thank you enough. We can't bless you enough. We can't praise you enough. But Jesus, our heart's desire is we just want you to know how thankful we are. We want to thank you, Jesus, for the year to come, for the lives that are going to be changed in 2016. That's so cool, Jesus. We get to be a part of that you're still at work. And Jesus, your church is your church, and it will not fail. And Jesus, you're going to do an amazing work through your church. And your church is made up by the wonderful brothers and sisters that call me their friend in this room. So Jesus, I thank you for them. I ask that you would bless them, that they would be encouraged by what you've done. They'd be encouraged that they can work alongside you, Jesus. Co-laborers with Christ for the kingdom is such a cool thing to think about. So Jesus, we're going to sing again. We're going to sing one more song. We're going to sing. We're going to bless your name, Jesus. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to bless you for all the wonderful things. You have done great things, Jesus, and we're going to praise you for that. And then after that, we're going to eat cake, and we're going to eat ice cream, all to the glory of God, and we're going to praise you for the last year of what you've done, Jesus. We love you. It's in your name we pray.